From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated. The resurgence of COVID-19 in Victoria may still reenact the lockdown in Queensland and interrupt our plans. However, the community venues, Level 3, City Library Building, have been booked for our annual general meeting at 7 p.m. Monday, 27th July. Access to the car park from Victoria Street, Toowoomba. Attendees will have to comply with the Toowoomba Regional Council COVID plan. I hope to see members there. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for the Darling Downs Radio Club, Inc.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. Here in the Toowoomba area, be sure to tune in to 146.750, the VK4RDD repeater, at 9 a.m. on Sunday mornings, and then again at 7 p.m. on Sunday evenings. I'm Dave, VK4DAK.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There are times when I struggle to compose this segment, because there are things that I wish to say, but to put them in words can betray confidences. The importance of trust matters in the way we conduct ourselves, and it becomes especially important when you actually have to speak for others. Mind you, this is an opinion piece from one amateur in regional Queensland, and not the voice of the body who makes it possible. It is through the efforts of the Wireless Institute of Australia that we have this vast network of rebroadcasters to bring a weekly news bulletin to all amateurs in VK land and beyond. It is the volunteers that give their time and station equipment to put the weekly news to air, and behind the scenes the many contributors who get behind their keyboards and microphones that make it all happen. So it is that many people contribute, so that many more can feel a closer involvement in things that matter in amateur radio. Because people do take things seriously and are conscientious, there can be disagreements as to the best way of progressing various things, and no doubt this even happens within the membership of the WIA board. It would be wrong to expect that directors fulfilling their duty to best represent us, the members, would not hold different perspectives on issues. It would be tragic if the directors were so unprofessional in their behaviour that they ever resorted to personal abuse. We out here in the ether expect that what we are told by our directors reflects the true position of the board and not a confection, a made-up personal opinion, to impress the listener or the reader. Our directors have a duty, and not simply as a display of trust, but a legal duty to be honest and accurate in what they report to us, the members. Similarly, we may expect the board members to do the jobs to which they are appointed, but there's also the legal requirement that they perform their duties fairly and honestly, and not do anything which is outside the Constitution or is laid down by the corporation's law. So it is with the news that comes out under the name of the WIA. It must be honest and fair, or the consequences for those who broadcast material which is false and intended to mislead can be large and life-changing. When material is submitted for broadcast by board members, it is inherent in the process that it will be truthful and accurate. Material from other sources may be further vetted, if it seems the provisions covering the amateur radio broadcasts and other issues might cause harm. Just as there has been attempts to train people, particularly as they undertake construction projects, on the safe procedures to follow, there are similar rules that must be followed in putting news in circulation. If you find that something that you have submitted has been edited, please don't be offended. But understand, there are rules that we must follow. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.